Hey, it's Will Salatin from The Bulwark. So if you are an American citizen, here's a question that you need to answer. Are you okay with your government using your military to steal money and resources from other countries? Are you okay with the United States of America becoming the world's most powerful criminal? Because what I'm going to show you today is that under Donald Trump, that is exactly what is happening. Let's start with a relatively mild form of profiteering, Ukraine. When Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, the United States sent military aid to Ukraine. But when Trump took over last year, he decided that that was stupid, right? We had leverage over Ukraine because they desperately needed military aid. So Trump used that leverage to force Ukraine to give us a share of their minerals. And here's what he said about that earlier this year.
As you know, Sleepy Joe Biden gave $350 billion to Ukraine and got nothing for it. I got rare earth back. I got, I think, value back far greater than that. But, and that's what he should have done.
So Trump says he got more value back from Ukraine in minerals than we gave them in weapons. In other words, we made a profit. And Trump says that, he says that's what Biden should have done. I mean, this is how Trump thinks about everything. He thinks, how can I use power, especially military power, to make a profit? Okay. And that is also why, instead of giving weapons to Ukraine, Trump sells the weapons. Here's what he said last week about the war in Ukraine.
We have nothing to do with it. We sell weapons to them. We don't even give them. Obama gave them $350 billion worth of weapons. Which was crazy. The European Union pays us full price for weapons.
We have nothing to do with that war, says Trump. We don't really care about it. We are not in the business of helping democracies defend themselves. We are in the business of business. We're here to make a buck. So we'll sell weapons to Europe at full price because under Trump, we're all about making money. So all of that started last year. We extorted Ukraine for minerals, and we started selling weapons to Europe to profit from the war. But then in January, Trump went further. He decided that we would invade another country, right? Russia invaded Ukraine. We invaded Venezuela. But Trump decided that instead of ousting the corrupt authoritarian government of Venezuela, we would leave them in power in exchange for oil. Here he is this week on Monday bragging about it.
Venezuela, by the way, has been amazing. We are really having a great relationship with that country, taking out tremendous amounts of oil, far, far more than that particular war costs, many, many times.
In fact, Trump says we've made a profit from that invasion. We've made a profit that is 40 times the amount that we spent on the invasion. And watch the reaction off to the side from Pete Hegseth, our so-called Secretary of War, when Trump talks about how much money we made.
Where did you ever hear of getting money back from the war by 42 times over, right, Pete? Nobody does that.
Nobody does that, says Trump. He's ridiculing previous American presidents for not using our military to steal oil from other countries. And there is our Secretary of War standing there and nodding and smiling as our president brags about doing that. We are in the business of invasion for profit. We are pirates. And Trump is so happy. He's so happy with the money that we made in Venezuela that now he wants to do the same thing in Iran. Here's what he said 2 weeks ago about Karg Island, which is the center of Iran's oil industry.
Look, my preference has always been take Karg Island. That's been, Brian knows that. I spoke to him a long time ago. Lawrence knows it. I spoke to him a long time ago. I said my preference would be that. I don't know that America has the stomach for it, to be honest with you. You need to make a fortune.
Make a fortune, says Trump. We would make a fortune. And he said it would be just like Venezuela. This is a few seconds later in the same interview.
But we did it with Venezuela. Venezuela's worked out great for everybody. We've taken millions and millions of barrels of oil out of Venezuela. We brought them to Houston and various other places.
And just in case anybody thought that Trump was only speculating about taking the island and taking the oil, Trump posted this message on Truth Social. He wrote, quote, "We will be taking Karg Island and other oil infrastructure points and assume total control of their oil and gas markets, much like we have with Venezuela."